And on today's episode, guys, it's just me talking with you. And I really want to talk about this speech. I'm not really a big country music guy. So the speech is a little late for me. But I saw it and it was really inspiring to me, and I figured I might want to bring that inspiration to you guys as well. It's this singer, rapper. His name is Jelly Roll. He's a country music artist. And Jelly Roll apparently was in the music business for years. You know, he was down with 3 6 Mafia. He did a whole bunch of rapping, and then he got into country because he's an artist, and he just decided to make country music. And he had a breakout country music artist at 39. He's the best new artist, and he's 39 years old. And you know, conventionally in the music industry, the best new artist is usually some 20 something or 18 or 19 year old or even younger. And he, you know, the speech was about him being, you know, a 39 year old new artist. And I'm gonna just drop in the speech right here. Not the whole thing, just the edited version, the part that was really inspirational. And I'll drop it in right here so you guys can take a listen right now.
But most importantly, there is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
Now, the thing that was so inspirational about this speech, and I know we're in the new year, and a lot of us, you know, have this way of looking backwards on all the things we could have, should have, did well, didn't do well, whatever the case may be. And one of the part of the speech that was really important to me is like the windshield is bigger than your rear view because your rear view is behind you, and what's in front of you is much bigger than what's behind you. And you know, going into a new year, and we're in a new year right now, I have the, you know, all the things in my head of why I didn't put out enough podcasts last year. I had to stop for so many life reasons and things that are going on, and I had to put out spotted episodes, and you know, life was kicking my ass in so many different directions, and I'm looking back at all the failures and successes and all the things that happened. And you know, I really heard this speech and it really made me stop and was like, yo, what's in front of me is bigger than what's behind me. What's behind me is already behind me. I can't change that. I can't do anything about that. What I can do is what's directly in front of me. And what's in front of me is this new year. And is, you know, I don't want to hit you with the new year, new me, or any of that stuff. I just have a new year, a new slate. The new year starts whenever you want, but I'm starting it when the new year starts. And here is a new podcast for you guys for this new year. And, you know, I love this speech from Jelly Roll. He kept on pushing. He didn't make it as a 20 something or a 30 something or a 40 something. But if you have faith and you keep on pushing, things happen, right? And you will become 10 years, 20 years later, the best new artist at 39 years old, right? But the fact that you stay in front of it, you stay trying, you stay doing, you're going to get to your goal. And that's something I have to tell myself all the time. I started this podcast, I started all the businesses I started because I want to get to where I want to get to. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps along the way. That doesn't mean I'm going to get there in the estimated time I put in my head. It's going to get there when I'm ready to get there and I become the person I need to be to get there. And I think a lot of times, this is something that I struggled with for a while, is that we think we have this idea, we push, and we're supposed to get to this end destination because we're pushing hard and we're working hard. But you have to become a different person to make that business grow, to graduate from school, to raise successful kids, to get promoted in your 9 to 5, to whatever you have to do. You have to become a better better version of yourself. If, you know, you're just a trash person and you want to collect, you want to become the head of all trash people, you got to collect more garbage. You got to go through the steps of whatever that is. You want to become a better entrepreneur, you got to learn better systems. You got to network better. You got to learn how to sell. You got to learn how to all these things. Whatever it is, you're going to have to become that person to get that success. So someone like Jelly Roll, when he first started off in music, he probably wasn't very good. That's why you didn't hear about him. And he probably just didn't have the right opportunities. He didn't network enough. He didn't have the right genre. He started off in rap music and he was probably trying to make it there. And then when he finally realized he was a good songwriter and can write for other music, he started doing country music. And all of a sudden, he found his spot where he can shine and he can succeed in. And that's the same thing that happens with everyone. You got to become that person, then the thing happens, right? You become that artist, and then all of a sudden, Jelly Roll is the new artist of the year for country music. You become that person, all of a sudden, you have that massive success. You know, I read something a long time ago, said it'd take you 10 years to become an overnight success. And because of those 10 years, you need to go through the first year, the growing pains, the learning, the this, the that. And that's the same thing I'm saying with this podcast, the same thing I'm saying about starting my insurance agency. Like, I'm going through some real growing pains, the ups and downs, the financials, the this, the all the problems, the learning barriers, the communication, the whole thing. I'm not a great insurance agent. I'm not the greatest podcaster yet, right? And these are all, you guys are watching me go through these ups and downs. I'm becoming a better podcaster. I can't become Joe Rogan year one, year two. It takes Joe Rogan a few years to be Joe Rogan. He's in 13 years in right now and he's Joe Rogan, right? So it just shows you that you got to keep on pushing to get better and better and better. And just remember, your windshield is bigger than your rear view, and you just have to keep on pushing, and you're going to have to work to become that person that will get to that place. But just don't quit. Got to have faith, and you got to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in the people around you, and you just got to have overall faith that you can make it happen. So new year, new podcast, listen to Jelly Roll. Just move forward, because what's in front of you is much bigger than what's behind you. And what happened last year or 2 years or 5 years, 20 years ago, that's all behind you now. It's time to keep moving forward, because what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. That's it for this week's episode, guys. I love you guys. Thanks for rocking with me. And that's it. Boom.